I had a good friend of mine that I'd known for many years. And at one part we were very close. And I looked up to him. His name was Simon. I looked up to him, I thought he was a great guy. And I used to remember when I worked with him that he used to lose his temper all the time. And he'd grimace with just the amount of rage running through his system. And I used to think, what a strange thing to do, and what a strange thing to witness. And for many years, although what I was struggling myself, I hadn't realised how far it actually had got for him. Until I experienced something similar to myself. My friend Simon, he got himself into a lot of problems. Arrested. Spent time in jail. When he came out, he tried to change. He tried. But still, he couldn't let go of the things that held him there. And one fateful night, he intoxicated on drugs and alcohol. Decides tonight is enough. And he goes into the Blackpool Sea. The truth is, Simon didn't want to actually die. He just didn't know how to get away from the situation he was in. And one of the people that was with him, just as he jumped in, said he could see that Simon tried to actually get out, and that the waves had taken him under. I found out this from a friend who I used to work with on the trams. He now works for the Coast Guard. And he sends me a message. Do I know Simon? Oliver. And I was like, I do. And he rings me. And this was about 7 o'clock in the morning. Simon was found at 5:30 in the morning. Washed up. His clothes left on the side. As he folded them to jump in. So crazy to think, isn't it? 1:30, he was alive. 5:30, he was dead. I share this story because when I was going through one of the worst times in my life, so was he. And he couldn't reach out. He couldn't help himself. He didn't have the tools, didn't have the knowledge, didn't have the words, the vocabulary. He held on to that guilt within himself for things that had happened in his past. His brother had died just 2 years before of an overdose. He blamed himself. That guilt. And at that time myself, I was in a very bad place. Going through some really dark stuff. drinking a lot, constantly wanting to self-harm, wanting to do bad things to myself. I wanted to die. Not because I wanted to, because I felt like I had no other choice. I couldn't get out of the fucking cycle I was in. And at that moment, for the first time in the years that I'd known Simon, and I reflected, for the first time I actually understood him. And if only I would have knew then, could his life have been saved? Could his children they'd left behind, could they have avoided the pain? Could his partner? But the truth is, he didn't save himself, but he saved me. Because I was so obsessed on going out that way, that seeing him go through that, and the damage that it left behind, made me realise that that wasn't the right way to go. And that sometimes just being able to see that and feel that and know that's not the right way to go, sometimes that's all it takes. Sharing a story, sharing your emotions, speaking out to other people. I give you that for you to do with whatever you will. But please take my advice. Speak out, because you may not feel it at that time, but you do not know the effects that it could have. You could be the space between redemption or oblivion.